in the early stages of the conflict with Iraq, my home state of Oregon is already mourning, already forced to count the cost of this war in real and human terms. This morning, I expressed my condolences to the families and the friends of all of those who have given their lives in this war, but I particularly want to recognize the brave soldiers that are being mourned today by the people of Oregon. Army Reserve Specialist Brandon Tobler, who was only 19, lost his life in a Humvee accident during a sandstorm. Brandon was the only son of Leon and Gail Tobler of Portland. He grew up there and joined the military to help pay for college. He was in a convoy headed to Baghdad, providing engineering support to the combat troops. Private Tobler's death reminds us that a soldier doesn't have to be on the combat line to face a tremendous danger and possible death. It reminds us how brave each and every person who puts on a uniform for the United States of America must be, regardless of their particular assignment. Air National Guard Major Gregory Stone was a 20-year veteran of military service. He was killed in the grenade attack at the base of the 101st Airborne in Kuwait. He leaves behind two young sons today, Evan and Joshua, as well as his mother in Ontario, who I just spoke with, and others across our state who loved him dearly. He graduated from Oregon State University and from Benson High School in my hometown of Portland. He died far from the front lines, but again, called to sacrifice in war. Army Sergeant Donald Walters is now missing in action after his convoy was ambushed in southern Iraq. His wife and his kids are in Missouri. His parents, Norman and Arlene, are in Salem, Oregon, awaiting word on his safety. Sergeant Walters comes from a family with a rich tradition of service across the military, including the Army and the Navy and the Air Force. He's a specialist in decontamination. His convoy was moving to support troops in battle when they took a wrong turn in terrible circumstances. The people of Oregon now are praying for his family and his friends. I join with all of them in hoping for his safe return. Each of these very brave Oregonians, in my view, is an example of the best of the American spirit. We mourn the deaths of those killed. We pray for the safe return of Sergeant Walters. And above all, we give thanks and for all of those living as well who still serve so bravely in this time of war. Today, as the pictures of this war play out on television screens across the nation, the people of this country can see, as never before, just what a war requires of men and women who fight on the behalf of all of us. As we watch, it's important to remember that these images are not created in Hollywood. They are the actions of real human beings. The soldiers are real people, loved by countless Americans here at home who worry every single hour for their safety and mourn them when they are lost. I'll close today by expressing my gratitude to those Americans, all of the Americans, who serve our great nation. Take special time today to reflect on the contributions of the Oregonians who we've lost and are concerned for the missing. The people of this country today, and particularly the people that I represent at home in Oregon, offer their prayers every day for the success of the mission of those who serve us and for their safe and particularly their speedy return.